Health services across Europe are on a war footing, taking the fight to Omicron by giving booster vaccinations to hundreds of thousands of people a day. The variant's fueling a new wave of infections across Europe. In the French capital, long queues formed outside pharmacies and COVID testing centres in the run-up to the Christmas holidays. Elsewhere, French police increased their checks on people's health passes, allowing, for now at least, the city's restaurants to remain open. President Emmanuel Macron took to Instagram to urge people to avoid spreading the virus.
This year, once again, because of the virus, I ask you to have a lot of vigilance. This means continuing the protections against the virus. Masks, regularly washing hands, respecting distancing, ventilating rooms regularly with fresh air, isolating and testing ourselves as soon as we have symptoms.
The UK Health Security Agency is the latest body to crunch real-world data on the severity of the disease, concluding that someone with Omicron is as much as 70% less likely to be admitted to hospital. But because the transmissibility of Omicron is very high, infections could rocket to the point large numbers may still end up in hospital.
We do know with Omicron that it does spread a lot more quickly, is a lot more infectious than Delta. So any advantage gained from a reduced risk of hospitalisation needs to be set against that. And we know, for example, if a much smaller percentage of people are at the risk of hospitalisation, if that's a smaller percentage of a much larger number, there could be still significant hospitalisation. Our best way to deal with this, the best way to protect ourselves, is through vaccinations and, in particular, the booster programme. It is now even more important to come forward and to get boosted.
The analysis also concluded that two doses of a COVID vaccine are not enough to offer strong protection against Omicron. A booster is vital in reducing symptomatic infection and serious illness, although data suggests protection starts to wane after just 10 weeks. Three jabs also don't stop people from contracting and spreading the disease at an alarming rate. Despite no new official COVID restrictions in England, London's Christmas markets are quiet. Footfall is down. Hawkish British government ministers want clear-cut evidence of a risk to the National Health Service before backing any new restrictions, evidence that may take days to become clear in the hospital data. What happens in the British capital, where Omicron cases are at their highest, will sound the alarm for the rest of the country, and given the numbers here, the rest of Europe too. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.